Hey, AfterBuzzers, you're watching the Originals After Show for Season 3, Episode 20, where nothing stays buried. Stay tuned as we give you our thoughts and opinions on the show.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
See, Roxy, it's a fun song.
Yeah, I'm into it.
Yeah. In case you guys don't know, this is Justin Timberlake's new song. I'm in love with it, as I am with him. And I'm your host, Tiana Hobson. And joining me today, I've got the lovely Roxy Stryer.
Oh my gosh, maybe I'll try to be the chat mistress today.
Oh.
We'll see how I do.
A little role reversal today.
Everybody likes to switch it up every once in a while.
You know, it's almost the end of the season. You gotta stay loose and goose and...
Do you have to stay goose?
I don't know what that means.
Is that something you have to stay?
It just felt appropriate to say, and now I'm like, what does that even mean?
I have your back.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Chat mistress.
I like this way it sounds. Yep.
Don't get used to it. It's still my job. So let's get into the episode, the originals, back to that. I wanted to start with something happy since, you know, it's kind of a sad episode. A lot of crap goes down.
Yeah. Price in the chat says, Roxy's so sad she can't even leave the show anymore. Straight up.
Her little Colvina heart is just...
I don't believe it. Like, I'm still not there. I'm in the denial phase.
I think I'm with you. Like, last week with Cammy, it was very certain because it was like... The whole episode was Cammy saying goodbye to Klaus. And
then
Leah
tweeted about it.
Yeah.
And Julie and everything. It's like...
This to be the thing. I wrote somewhere in my notes when she actually did, you know, die or didn't come back to life at the end. I was like, what a terrible way for a character to die.
Right.
Just like...
Blood dripping down your eyeballs.
Yeah, like being tortured, basically. Is how Davina goes out, but Cammy got like this respectable, you know, let me go in your mind and take the pain away for a little while so you can have a happy moment.
There's zero shot that this is the end of her. I just don't believe it. Even if we don't see her for the rest of the season, next season we're gonna bring her back somehow. Why did we build up this entire Colvina love story? Why did we do all this? And I mean, it's pretty much the same thing we did with Camille. Like, why did we do that just to rip our hearts out? I don't know. I mean, people were tweeting at us last week, T, being like, because you talk way too much about the romance on the show. It's not about the romance. Not about the ships. Well, guess what? Part of it is about the romance, like life.
Yes, I'm with you. Tell us your real feelings,
Roxy.
Well,
frustrated.
I mean, I'm with you on that, Roxy. I do think that a lot of the show is about the ships. And, you know, the ships are what keep these vampires partly human. It's what makes us able to connect to them because I've never been a vampire. So I don't know what you're going through. But when you lose the love of your life, quote unquote, you know, I can understand that. I can understand a breakup. I can understand the feelings and emotions that go behind that. And I think that's what connects the audience to characters that aren't human.
Absolutely. Completely agree.
So let's talk a little. Let's backpedal a little bit and get to how we got here. So... Who was it? Vincent and Freya are working together and they're trying to figure out, you know, how to stop Lucien. And Vincent has found a way to get all of the potion that Aurora took from her heart into a vial. And, you know.
The thing that makes you stronger than the originals.
Yeah. And Freya has this idea that...
It's so funny that you stumbled over that, too, because when I was writing it down, I was like, the liquid formula?
Like, I'm not gonna lie, I didn't fully understand what he did until the end when he gave it to Marcel.
Right. I was like,
that's what he was doing. Okay, yeah. I get it now. And Freya has come up with a plan to take care of Lucien, so she thinks. But it has to do with... But we learned that Vincent... was just a conduit for the ancestors, and since it was their magic that created Lucien, Freya's idea isn't exactly going to work.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
in the meantime, we've got to save Davina because she's in the ancestral plane with the ancestors, who are not
just
happy...
bleeding from her face.
Yeah, who are not happy to see... Well, they're happy to see her, but for all the wrong reasons. They're happy to see her so that they can torture her.
I just don't understand. You talk about taking a step back. Let's take... So many step backs. Why do they hate her so much? I'm not clear on it. Like, I get that she went against them a couple of times. And I remember that she killed, like, 10 of the witches at some point.
Yeah, she had Kara.
Because she, like, stepped out of line power-wise. But she's young, and they picked her. And I feel like, holy crap, how did you guys change your mind that fast? Like, what are you thinking?
There's a lot to it. You know, her working with vampires was probably number one. Especially her falling in love with a Michelson vampire is a huge one. And then...
Okay, but Freya's a vampire.
Freya's
a I mean, Freya's a witch.
Yeah,
but she's a witch, and she's not in love, but loves the vampires because she's a Michelson.
But she doesn't pull from this ancestral pool.
Still, I just feel like it happens.
I feel like it happens, and...
Like, get with the times. It's 2016. Vampires and witches are allowed to be married. It's okay.
They're allowed to be in love, okay, ancestors?
Yes.
But I think the biggest thing was that she had witches killed, which is a huge no-no in that whole world and society, especially Kara, who was, you know, a pretty well-known and established witch.
Uh-huh.
She had her killed, which... is bad enough, and Kara's the one who's leading this whole mob, which makes me think that she's the one who's been down there, like, getting everyone amped up against Davina because of what Davina had done to her.
Okay, but Kara's like Hitler, yo. Like, she's saying things, and she's getting all these people behind her, and she's, like, rallying them up, like, we are the superior race, we are the ancestors, trust me, we have to do this, and they're all out to get us, like... Bitch, what are you talking about?
Yeah. Also, you are dead, so just remember that.
Just be dead. Just, like, if I was dead and there got to be an afterlife, I would be straight chilling. I'd be like, all right, pass me that bottle. I'm going to sit here and watch you guys all make mistakes. This is hysterical. All right, if somebody's going to do something really bad, I'm going to step in. But, like, why are you so vengeful?
I don't understand the ancestors and their vengefulness because... It's something we've seen on Originals and Vampire Diaries where the ancestors get stuff wrong all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't understand why we put so much faith and trust into them because I'm kind of on Vincent's side right now where they've been making some really not good decisions lately. Like,
yeah.
They've created this monster in Lucien, but, you know, how do they plan to take care of him after he's taken care of the Michelsons?
Mm-hmm.
Like, how do you can't just give someone that power and then keep going.
Right. So stick with my Hitler reference. It's like, all right, you know what? We're going to get Mussolini back up in here, but Hitler, like, we're going to try to take you down. Like,
yeah.
What are we doing? Is Lucien the lesser of two evils? I don't even think he is.
Because I think that once you give someone power like that, like Lucien, who is the stable boy, you give him a little bit of power and he's going to abuse it.
Right.
And he's not going to know where to stop and draw a line.
And then he's so pathetic at the end there. Oh my God.
Yes.
Please don't. Like, did you just see what you just did to all of them? Like,
you weren't going to stop if the shoe had been on the other foot. If you had Klaus right where he had you.
Right.
You weren't going to.
You just made him get on his knees. You made him get down on his knees because you think it's funny. Like, you're the worst of all of them. And the ancestors are now dealing with the devil.
Yeah, they are.
I hate them. The ancestors have every bit, every week, I try to give them the benefit of the doubt. At this point, physically watching what they did to Davina, watching her be in the safe circle, and then watching them freaking tear her from it and claw her. And I don't even understand what that green stone was, but whatever the green stone, rip her soul to shreds.
Yeah, which is... very dark to do to another witch. It was the lifeblood stone. And that's what they were trying to use on Cole, too.
Mm-hmm.
And because of his vampire blood or whatever, it didn't work on him.
Right.
But they're like, we're going to get you, Davina. Don't worry about it. What part of a sacred circle of people and trust is this? That is your punishment for people to rip their soul into... a million pieces.
Not legit. Last week, going into this week, I heard a lot of people say that Davina died with vampire blood in her, so that's how she was going to come back. It's not looking like that's the case, because I feel like if you have no soul and no body, you're a little screwed. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. But let's talk about... So we get her in this safe circle that Freya has created because she had, and she had to channel an original. And the whole time Klaus is like, Klaus is amazing in this episode. I just want to say, everyone knows that I am so for supporting Team Klaus. And anytime he shows his humanity, I want to give him even more praises.
How do we just like ship Klaus? Like not even him with anybody, just
Team Klaus.
Klausy. Yeah. Klausy for life.
Klausy for life.
Or Klauser. It's like Hooker. Different show.
You know. I like where your head's at,
Thank
though.
You.
He keeps saying, I don't want my brother to have to experience the same loss I have. Make sure you keep Davina safe. Freya, find a different way to channel the ancestors to undo Lucien. And I'm just sitting there like, oh my gosh. As soon as he said that, I was like, oh God, Freya's going to do something stupid.
Totally, T. I don't feel like Freya exhausted all the other options.
I don't think she exhausted options either.
She was like, all right, this is the way. And Klaus was like, no, we have to find a different way. And she was like, nah.
I was like, we don't have time. And I was like, yeah, Klaus was getting his butt kicked by Lucien at the time. But I do think that there were other ways and they didn't have to necessarily stick to just this one plan. I mean, we see later on when Marcel and Vincent come back thinking that Davina's still going to be in the circle. They have Van, who's the head regent. They could have just used him instead of forcing him to, you know, bring Davina back to life. They could have also forced him to undo the Lucien thing.
His purpose into not just tonight's episode, but this whole season.
Van's?
Yeah. I'm unclear of. I'm unclear what his character's.
He was just a little punk who needed to mess things up for the witch's side.
Right, but I kept thinking, like, all right, something's going to be bigger. He's actually going to get something done. When he tried to bring back Davina, he would be able to do that. He didn't do anything, and then he died. He did nothing, and then he died, and we've watched him for, I don't know, 15 episodes.
Yeah.
And we know nothing about him, except for who his mom was. Like, I didn't get invested in this character. I didn't fall in love with this character. I didn't care about any of his relationships. He didn't do anything to move the plot forward. He didn't help our team out. He wasn't our team's enemy the whole time. I was just like, well, why did they do this?
He did move the plot forward in that kicking Davina out of the regent spot. They had to fill it with someone. Or kicking Vincent out of the regent spot. They had to fill it with someone and it made it relevant so that you remember who Kara is when you see her.
Yeah, to keep it alive.
With the ancestors there.
That makes sense. I like Boo69B's answer better, though, which was Van's purpose was to be Cole's lunch. Yeah. You know?
I mean, that works as well.
They really let that brisket roast for, like, for weeks. Yep.
One of the things I was going to say, too, that I noticed while watching this episode was that the ancestors are so confused on what they want, because when Freya does the ultimate betrayal of Klaus's trust, Cole's trust, Vincent and Marcel's trust, and, you know, breaks the circle that Davina's in so that she can use the ancestors' powers, the ancestors are so focused on getting Davina and punishing her that they don't realize that a Michelson witch is channeling them to undo the very plot that they've set up in Lucien.
They've completely lost sight of themselves.
How are the ancestors not paying attention or not feeling that, hey, yeah, Davina's back, but something, why did they send her back here? Because what was the purpose of distracting us with her?
When your mind is so, like, when you're so one-track-minded, whatever's going on over here, it's like, whatever. Whatever could be happening.
That's how I felt the ancestors were. I was like, you can't have this whole season be about, you know, getting rid of the Michelsons and the ancestors be in the middle of that plot and then be so distracted by one teenage girl coming into your hood that you don't sense that, hey, we're about to let our biggest threat to the Michelsons go away.
Yeah. Speaking of that teenage girl, I was obsessed with this talk she had with Marcel where she looked at him and said, I'm not a kid anymore. You've done everything you could for me. You raised me. I love you. Because we never hear her actually give appreciation to Marcel. Marcel, who's put his butt on the line for her time and time again. That conversation had me, like, tearing up a little bit.
Yeah, that was a good conversation.
And because we always have the debate. Like, this girl's, she's not an She's not a kid. She's not an adult. What is she? But today she said, you know, like, I'm not a child. I can make my own decisions. And I'm not sure if I completely believe that, but I don't think she's fully a kid.
I agree with you. I don't think she's fully a kid anymore. And she, I love that she told Marcel that she loved him. And I was like, oh, that's wonderful. And then I wanted her and Cole to have a moment of, like, you know, getting together and getting to say that, you know, I love you one last time moment, because
Colvina got screwed tonight. Where was the Colvina? They couldn't even touch freaking hands. They were like this and like that. And I was like, I'm going to come and jam your hands together and your lips.
You're like, stop acting so well. There's not really anything stopping you from touching each other.
Like, honestly, if I was Danielle Campbell, I would have been like, no, I'm not keeping my hand here. I'm just going to move it closer. I just am. Colvina forever.
Forever.
Yep.
So, I mean, hopefully it's not the end of them. Because they did not get a proper goodbye to each other, I cannot believe that Davina is very, very gone. And sadly, it's been a very long weekend, and I haven't had time to, you know, read the blogs and see what Julie has to say about this one.
Well, I am curious also with you guys in the chat, because you're talking a lot about Colvina, but do you guys think this is the absolute last time we will see Davina alive? I'm not talking about flashbacks. I'm not talking about wherever in the ancestral plane. Like, is there a way that somehow we believe that we can get her back to, what do we call it, our Earth?
Our plane? Our world.
Our world. Well, is it? Well, it's kind of not our world. Well, I mean, maybe there are vampires on this world, but that world, the world we want to. Freya in the chat says Davina needed to stay in school. You know, maybe, well, that would have gotten in our world.
Doesn't Davina have family who's part of the ancestors who would be in this place?
Yeah, like, yeah, right.
Like, why? Where were they, and why weren't they protecting her from Kara?
Sasu says, no, she's definitely coming back. Carlo says, I hope Cole got her pregnant. Maybe that will be her salvation. What do you mean? Because the ancestors are going to think, like, okay, because she's pregnant, like, now we have to bring her back. Princess says, no, she's donezo. Andresk says, Davina is dead. Oh, I hate when the people are donezo and dead. That's so harsh, guys.
Way harsh, Ty. Way harsh, Ty.
Courtney says, no, Cole's going to get her next episode. Of course she's coming back. She got her heart shattered. There's just so many. Oh, my God. Nobody knows. And then the question was posed, where are Davina's mother and father? Which I don't know if we've ever known the answer to that. And Hannah says, whatevs, what about Rebecca, Roxy? So they mentioned her name tonight. They teased us a bit. Okay,
and here's another reason why, because I just looked it up on my phone. I looked up Julie's blog for the originals.
Okay.
And it's like, Julie Plick bids farewell to, who is it? And it's Andrew Lees, who played Lucien. So that's who she's bidding farewell to in this wrap-up of the episode. She doesn't even mention Davina's being away. It's all, you know, she's saying we had to say bye to that nasty snake Lucien Castle, but Andy we will miss. In true Australian form, he showed up in episode one with a terrific attitude and a boatload of talent. Over the course of the season, he charmed all of us and inspired all of the actors to bring their A game. Andy, we love you, but Lucien was a dick. Basically, that wraps it up. So Julie Plec doesn't even mention Davina.
It says, Andy, we love you, but Lucien was a dick.
Yeah.
That's how it closes.
That's not how it closes, but it closes with this. Watching Game of Thrones the other night, I wished we could have sent Lucien into Ramsay Bolton's dog pen. May you rest, not be peaceful.
May your rest not be peaceful,
Lucien.
That is actually perfect.
That's actually perfect.
I love her so much. That's amazing. Okay, so we know he's not coming back. To be honest, I didn't even really care. Like, he was a great villain.
That we're done with Lucien.
Yeah, he was an awesome villain, but, like, bye-bye. Like, bye-bye. See you later. Interesting, though, that we do have this poison liquid thing still.
That's still here. So, Lucien's whole plan to go after Rebecca, which, as soon as they figured that out and Klaus was like, I want to be the one to go get her because I moved her body, Elijah, because I don't like you two having secrets from me.
Smart.
But all I could think was, that just puts you out there where he can get to you. Why would you go without backup or something? I mean, yeah. You took Haley mostly because she forced her way into the car with you.
Mm-hmm. Also not smart because you are likely to get killed.
And then lead him straight to Rebecca's body.
No. I mean, before before that, like, his sire line is no longer attached to him, so he can get killed by anybody at any time. And then say Elijah's like, okay, we gotta go wake up Rebecca for the funeral, and then it's like, oh, she's not here.
She's not in the middle of the ocean where I thought I put her.
Right. And then what is he supposed to do? Just start searching the earth? Like, you always have a backup plan. Probably in Klaus's diary.
Do you think that I thought about this the other day, just, you know, after Prince's death and no will situation? Do you think these vampires have wills?
Yeah, no.
Because
I started with yes and then I ended with no.
Yeah, I noticed that. Because because even when Lucien died, I was like, he has like a whole company, a fortune.
Well, remember, Cammy had a will. She started making one,
but, you know, she was, like, Lucien runs a, like, Fortune 500 company. Does anyone know what happens to that company now that he's dead?
Klaus takes over it? No. I don't even know. And they're probably like, oh, my God, he was so young. He was probably in his 20s. How did he die? From being 1,000 years old? It's like,
basically, we burned him. Yeah. We took out his heart and then we burned him. That's how he died.
I loved watching that heart come out.
But let's talk about Klaus and Haley for a little bit.
Let's do it, girl.
Because I loved their going together to find Rebecca. I loved that Klaus, again, with his having lost Cammy, he's all emotional and he's like, I've realized that there's so many things I did not get to tell Cammy.
Mm-hmm.
Don't live with regrets of what you're not telling my brother. What?
Why are you wedding?
I mean, I know what I'm wedding, but like, for Klaus to say that, that's what I'm wedding.
Man, this is tough because there's so many Clay Leap fans out there. There's so many Elijahs. And I think that no matter if you want Klaus and Haley to end up together romantically, it's undeniable that Klaus has respect for Haley. And if he thinks that she has these feelings, he doesn't want to lead her in the wrong direction. Mm-hmm. So I think he's saying, like, I care enough about you to say, don't die with regrets, because you never know what's going to happen tomorrow. So I love that he said this. Even if there is a future for Klaus and Haley, right now, the way the show is going, it seems like Elijah loves Haley, and Haley has loved Elijah for a long time. And so I love that. And I also love the exchange where he said, don't pretend you understand exactly how I'm feeling, because the man that you have love for is still alive.
Yeah. I mean, even though, you know, she did love Jackson, Klaus. She did love Jackson. But
did you hear that, Klaus?
Did you hear that, Klaus? That's where Tiana's going to disagree with you for 1 second.
Oh, yeah.
But I do love that he respected it enough to be like, look, clearly you've been holding on to this for so long. And she tells him she's scared. She's been kind of pushing him away too long. And he's like, no, dude, you still got that dude wrapped around your finger.
Mm-hmm.
So he is whipped, as they like
to say.
Wasn't
that good? I thought you'd be better at it.
I'm not.
No.
Oh, was my hand motion not good or my?
Yeah. Yeah. What's?
I don't know. That's how I always have done. I've never used a whip.
No,
before.
Like a whip. Not. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I'll never do a caw again.
Well, because what's caw? Like, even think about like a rope hitting a table.
I don't hit ropes with tables.
Well, tables maybe you should get out a little more, girl.
Maybe I should. I don't know what you're doing later at night, but
I don't know what I'm doing later either.
But, I mean, this was just such a great moment with those two, and I love that it even pushed. I mean, I didn't love, because I still love, you know, Jackson. I still think Haley needs she needs a little bit more time. But I respect the fact that she did always have feelings for Elijah as well. And, you know, she does have to move forward, and life is short.
I thought it was sweet that he had the moment he kissed her on the head.
Yeah.
And it was just like, we're here for you. We're family. Yeah.
And I wrote down, like, so was that them DTRing? Like, are they together now? Because it was just kind of like they didn't even need words. They just kind of looked at each other.
DTR?
Define the relationship.
Oh, I like heard that the other day. Oh,
make things
yeah.
official.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, gotcha. Was that their version of it? Or next week, are they going to go back to being like, we don't know.
No, I think we have two more episodes. So if they're going to do that, they're going to wait until the finale.
Finale. It's
coming on up.
So then this fight between Lucien and Klaus. The one thing that stood out to me, besides them just, you know, tearing each other, two hot guys just ripping each other to shreds, getting all bloody. At one point, I was like, maybe they should kiss. I don't know what I'm feeling. Like,
oh,
I don't,
my God, it's so confusing. It's,
I'm so confused right now, but I'm so, like, into it.
That's funny.
You know, Lucien says, you think this is about lost love? No, this is about Station. And I yelled at my TV because last week he literally told Cammy, Klaus took the love of my life from me. Yeah, this is my revenge.
The dude's whacked out. Like, he says things. He doesn't mean them. He doesn't even know what he's doing anymore. He has no one. He's had no one. It's actually kind of sad, but also, yeah, like Julie said, bye-bye, you're evil.
Bye-bye.
Go in Ramsay's pit.
Ramsay Bolton.
Yeah.
Is worse than you, but we still hate you guys equally.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and then Freya shows up, and, you know, that whole scene we talked about already with him kind of realizing his power is gone, and Klaus is like, I'm about to kill you. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden he wants to turn into a little baby. And you're like, Lucien, be a man at least. Like, if Klaus was going to die, he was like, you can take me. You know, Klaus would stand there and be like, you still haven't won shit.
Yeah.
Lucien would be tearing out his heart, and that would be the last words Klaus said. Instead, Lucian's like,
no, don't like, do it.
Like, back was to like, his weakling.
I was like, oh, you're such a little turd
such
muffin.
Such a little turd. Yeah. And then, so Klaus's reaction to finding out about Freya and Elijah, what they did to Aurora, I love that he said to Freya, like, you know, because Freya keeps saying, you know, we did right by Cammy because we avenged her death and killed Lucien. Mm-hmm. He's like, to do right by Camille, we sacrificed someone she cared about.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I got to give it to Klaus for that humanity side. Like, this is really, he really didn't want her to do this. And my whole thought process was, oh my God, Cole, Marcel, and Vincent, are they going to know that Klaus wasn't the one? Klaus was fighting to keep Davina alive.
I don't know if they are going to know or if they even want to hear that, but BT Dubs, the worst Michelson at this point, the one with the coldest heart, totally Freya.
Freya, and she's human.
I know.
To a certain degree because she is a witch, but she's human. And so
she this is rubbing off on her in the worst of ways. For her to just that cold-heartedly get to Davina, we should be shaking in our little boots right now when it comes to Marcel, when it comes to Vincent, and Cole. Because I don't care that Cole's a Michelson. Cole's a Colvina shipper. They're going to team up, absolutely. And I wouldn't blame Klaus if he did too. I don't think he will because then it's going against Elijah, but like, he didn't do this.
Yeah.
He's gonna stick up for Freya because Freya did it for a good reason. He's going to be with his brother because, you know, they stick together. But, like, now, especially with the vial,
mm-hmm.
Marcel is a force to be reckoned with. He's finally not below them. He is a stronger force.
I mean, Marcel renounced his familyhood from them tonight. He was like, yep. No, we're not family. Like,
the
beast is finally here, and it's going to be Marcel. But Vincent even said to Freya, when she, you know, uses that half-ass excuse of I had to preserve my family, he said, you're just as much as a bloodsucker as the rest of them.
Yeah, that's a mean thing to say to somebody.
That's a really mean thing to say. And he's like, you destroyed a good person, basically.
Somebody called me as much of a bloodsucker, I'd cry.
Yeah.
That's like meaner than calling somebody a bitch or something.
Yeah.
It's like the worst.
Like a bloodsucker, you're literally, and for her to
because
be someone
you're,
who's supposed
you're
to
not
be
a vampire.
Yeah, you're supposed to walk the better line of the vampires who don't have their morals right. And when Klaus is telling you to do something and it's actually the right thing to do and you go against it, like, that actually makes you, you should be looking in the mirror to see what's going on in your own life. But this, I mean, I guess maybe we should get into predictions.
Yeah, let's do it.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
So Vincent and Marcel, who, you know, barely really talked much before, like, last week, and then now are best buddies.
But they have respect.
They have respect for each other.
Oh, we should have opened up with that. Yeah, but JT was pretty great,
too. JT was pretty awesome. Yeah. So Vincent wants Marcel to drive out the Michelsons, which in my mind is just linking us back to the Vampire Diaries episode in the flash forward of 3 years when Caroline comes to New Orleans and they're like, no one's heard from Klaus in 3 years. So do we think that Marcel is going to, like, he's going to succeed in whatever he's doing to drive them out again?
I don't know. I don't know. It's hard to say because are all of the Michelsons gone? I mean, it's not like we heard from the Michelson. We talked to a bartender.
Yeah, and she only asked about Klaus. She didn't ask about any of the other family members.
So I really don't know. They're talking in the chat a lot about the prophecy. Let's check in about that.
So the prophecy, I guess we're still standing at, you know, one by friend, one by foe, and one by family. So, and Marcel has renounced himself as family, so he could be the friend. Cole could be family, and then I think Vincent could be the foe, because everyone has turned on them now. And if we have Vincent, Marcel, and Cole all teaming up together.
Ahmed in the chat says the prophecy is fulfilled, so that means that the friend fall will happen by Marcel, 100% Tiana and Roxy. He said 100%. So I think prediction, they go and run a hide for 3 years or recreate the serum. This is so tough. Like, I just can't tell. The prophecy thing has thrown me off all season. Thrown me off all season.
Because every time I think that we get a prophecy fulfilled, the previously on the originals will bring up the whole prophecy all over again. So I'm like, so are we still at square one? Like,
Price in the chat says Marcel is friend, foe, and family. So all by Marcel? All by
Marcel.
That would be interesting. Madia says that's why they're all MIA because of this.
Then
maybe Marcel daggers Freya, daggers Klaus, daggers Elijah, and puts them somewhere for 3 years. And he's friend, foe, and family.
Possibly. I don't know, man. I'm so excited that we still have two more episodes left. But with Lucien being gone and now Marcel and everyone, you know, they have this potion. And is Marcel going to take it? Is he not going to take it? I'm like, oh my gosh, we only have two episodes left to get through all of this.
I can't believe that we have two episodes of this. We only have one of TVD left, too, because the scheduling was off. But, like, when do we get to May?
I don't know.
Like, what year is it?
2012
or something?
16? Maybe? I don't know. I still write 2015 on checks and don't realize it for
I just can't believe we're at this point where we only have two episodes left of this freaking show. It's freaking me out, man.
I'm so nervous for everyone involved.
Next week, aren't we going at a different time? Yes.
Next week, guys, we are going to be doing our show Monday, May 16th at 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
So that's noon on May 16th.
On May 16th. Just to give everyone the heads up, we will have a cast member in studio with us. Should I tell them who it is?
No.
Oh, okay.
We're going to keep you guys guessing.
Keep you guessing.
But it was a good enough cast member that we moved our whole show date. So, you know.
Just for this person. Mm-hmm. See how I said that gender neutrally?
So yeah. That,
yeah.
I did too. You did a really good job. High five. No, don't touch.
Oh. Hi. It's not working. Oh. All right, everyone. Well, thank you for joining us for the originals this week. Make sure you come back and check us out next week at noon on Monday, May 16th, 2016. Roxy, where can the good people talk to you all week about Colvina.
They can find me everywhere at Roxy Stryer. Send condolences about Colvina.
Heartbroken over here as well. You can find me at the Tiana Hobson, and make sure you check out all the shows that AfterBuzz TV does. Check out our brand new website at AfterBuzzTV.com, Snapchat, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all AfterBuzz TV. So make sure you check out all those great goodies for you guys. And we will see you guys next week with more originals.
Woohoo!
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.